I'm in the top of the Duke of York steps with Gary and his friend George. Now, George is a Harris hawk from North America, and he uses them to scare the pigeons away from the Royal Society. They're scientists. What do they need with a hawk?
Well, the reason that they need a hawk here, a few months ago they had the best part of 1,000 pigeons roosting up on the side of the building here at the Royal Society, and it's their droppings that are the problem. Their droppings are quite corrosive, and they're worried about the stonework of the building, and that's what I'm doing here with George today, the Harris hawk. I'm trying to deter the pigeons from roosting up on the building.
So they couldn't find a chemical formula for it in the Royal Society?
No, that's right. Yeah, back to Mother Nature, I think, really. The best way is just to fly a hawk around. It just naturally scares them off, doesn't kill anything.
Does he have to be there 24 hours a day?
Not really, no. I did a period of intensive work for the best part of 2 weeks where I was here every day, but just for 2 hours. And then beyond that, it was once a week. And now it's gone down to...
And that's why, because the pigeons get scared.
Yeah, well, it's all a question of breaking a habit. There was a lot of birds roosting in. They got into a big habit of roosting up here. So, you know, it being here every day and pushing them off every evening, it made them find alternative roosting. Yeah. So once you've broken that habit of them coming here, then it's just a question of keeping the numbers down then. So I'm here once a fortnight now.
That's fantastic. Now, George has been very quiet. No one will know he's there. Can you make him...
He doesn't make any noise at all. No, he's got a bell on him, which I'll wrap for
you.
He just opened his wings there to stretch his wings and that. But no, he's totally quiet, and all I do is any number of pigeons comes in, I have to fly the bird. He's trained to fly up really nice and high, where he's more effective at pushing them off then. And they just fly away, and I call him back for a small morsel of food. I'm like his fast food joint, so he wants to stay with me.
Well, I've got to go after my fast food joint now. Thanks
very
much indeed, Gary.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks very much. Well,